Hi, everyone. Welcome to Flock Talk. I'm Aaron Morgan.
And I'm Jordan Sloggett.
And we work for the farmer members of the Ontario Sheep Farmers Organization.
This week, we are discussing financing programs with Mike Shankula. Mike is the director and group lead for the Yield More Financing Program with Scotiabank.
Welcome, Mike. Thanks for joining Flock Talk.
Thanks for having me.
Mike, can you provide an overview of the Yield More Financing Program and how it specifically benefits Ontario sheep farmers?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're really proud of the program that we've been able to put together in collaboration with the Ontario Sheep Farmers, a very much a value add program that's been in place now for a year and a half. We think it's a great opportunity to provide a different option for financing for the members, and it definitely fits well into their capital structure and their operations to provide a little bit of liquidity and optionality when they're trying to grow their operations and provide the financing that, their operations need.
Thanks. So who's eligible for this line of credit and what are the key requirements that applicants need to meet?
Yeah, it's fairly straightforward, Aaron. At the end of the day, they have to be members of the Ontario Sheep Farmers, and that's the main prerequisite. After that, because they're members, it's presumed they have their own operation, they're farming sheep, they're growing. The other eligibility criteria are standard credit practices, you know, a reasonable Beacon score, you know, have you paid their bills on time, you know, do they have the ability to obtain credit? And a straightforward application, you know, a couple pages, and our team in Winnipeg there can work directly with the sheep farmers to help fill that out, complete it correct the first time, which is always a key component because correct documentation makes the whole process smoother. And so at the end of the day, you know, members of the sheep farmers, again, it's one of those value adds that you guys bring to the industry in Ontario. And we think it's wonderful that you guys are able to put this together and provide it for that membership.
And what's the maximum credit amount that the producers can apply for under this program? And what's the interest rate that they could expect to pay?
You know, we get that question a lot. So, I mean, the maximum amount is $50,000 right now. In certain circumstances, we can absolutely explore more amounts greater than that. However, the baseline is set at $50,000. And, you know, the interest rate comes up all the time, Jordan, and it definitely it's a key component of the offering. However, one of the things that we always like to focus in on as well is the structure of the program is what is the key features that we like to highlight. You know, it's flexible financing. It's geared specifically to the sheep farmers. It's designed for easy renewal, provided they make their repayment. I mean, we can't stress that enough. You know, repay your bills on time and everything goes smoothly. You know, there's a single repayment. There's not the ongoing reporting that you typically have with your primary financial institution. And the other piece that we like to focus in on is the convenience aspect of it. Typically, people think about financing when there's a transaction in the fold, when something's happening, you know, and we're able to turn around to those deals within 24 to 48 hours typically. So, you know, when a sheep farmer is in the midst of a purchase, you know, we can be there to support it. Definitely the interest rate is a component of that. And, you know, at the moment it's prime plus 2.95, but it, you know, that's only one aspect of the whole product and the convenience and the flexibility and what we bring to the table with this program.
So that's a great segue into how do the payment terms work for this line of credit? Are there monthly payments or when is the payment due?
Yeah, and that's where we differ, Aaron, from the typical primary lender structure. We don't have monthly payments. It's set up that borrower can borrow for upwards of 18 months. I won't get into the details of the exact timing because it's hard without having a piece of paper to show. But up to 18 months borrowing, a single payment due at the end of February, that's all that's required. The other nice benefit for the sheep farmers is we don't penalize them if they want to repay early. So if they borrow to grow their flock and they have an influx of cash flow at some point before the maturity date, they can make a payment and they're not penalized for it. At the end of the day, we've tried to structure this as flexible as we can to allow farmers to focus on what they're good at, running their operations, growing their flock, doing what they need to do for their business. And then we're there in the background that they can repay when it's convenient for them or at the maturity date, whether or not that's actually convenient for them.
Mm-hmm. And Mike, speaking of the what's needed to be done, can you walk us through the application process for the Yield More financing program and what documents and information would farmers need to have on hand and that they would have to provide?
Yeah, so absolutely. It's a little bit more straightforward than what they probably need to provide their primary lenders. We have a give or take 2-page application process. We have a team in Winnipeg, a direct 1-800 number that takes you right to them. And they're happy to work with the farmers on the phone to get the information filled out correctly the first time. We actually highly recommend that. It just reduces the inconvenience of going back and forth. From there, our team would send it out to the farmers for their signature. And then the only other piece that's missing is just working with the Ontario sheep farmers to verify their identification, or working with the team in Winnipeg virtually to verify their identification so that we can satisfy our KYC requirements and get everything in place. So, you know, typically a two-page application, once it's done correctly, 24, 48 hours later, the line is available, and then the transaction that's on the table can occur.
Mm-hmm. And Mike, do you have that 1-800 number handy, just in case any of our listeners have a pen and they're taking down information?
Yeah, our 1-800 number is 1-866-603-4188.
Perfect.
So my understanding is, Mike, that you would go through the application process and get approved, but then you don't need to take the money right away, right? Like, it's sort of a two-stage thing where you complete the application and then get the money when you're doing the transaction. Do I have that right?
That's absolutely correct. Once the application is completed and the line is availed, nothing compels the farmer to have to draw on it right away or complete a transaction right away. It's just there, conveniently waiting for when the farmer is ready to do their business. And it's designed that way so that they don't have to incur finance charges or any other sort of charge until they're ready to, until there's a business reason for them to incur that. And then the nice thing as well is once they repay the line on time, the line sits there and it's available for them again for the next time they need it.
Mm-hmm. Mike, you've already kind of spoken through some of the benefits, but what are the other key benefits that the Yield More financing program offers to Ontario sheep farmers in comparison to other financing options?
I think the main benefit is, you know, it's a dedicated program strictly for the members of the Ontario Sheep Farmers Association. It's a great value add to have it in place. It's part of the capital structure of a farmer. You know, they'll have their term loans, their operating lines for their working capital. We're part of that capital structure that gives them another benefit to match what they're trying to do with their operation, typically buying something that takes some time to turn into a cash flow. And we've matched that with the loan with an extended payment terms that enables that asset to go do what they intended it to do, generate that cash down the road, and then that elongated repayment. That's one of the key benefits for the farmers in this particular program. I mean, it doesn't exist anywhere else to my knowledge. And so being able to access it through this collaboration that we've put together is absolutely an incredible benefit for them to, again, focus on their business, their operations, and have the financing and the support of a bank behind them to make sure that they have what they need to execute on their business plan.
Excellent. So, Mike, are there any plans maybe to expand the program or any new features, anything coming up this year new to the program?
We think it's great, Aaron, how much of an advocate you guys are for the industry, how much of a voice you bring for all the different regions in Ontario. You know, we know the Southern Ontario landscape and the Northern landscape is absolutely different. And so, you know, at this time, we're always listening. And if anyone has any recommendations, they want to bring it up through the Ontario Sheep Farmers or directly into our 1-800 number, you know, we're always happy to listen. You know, we've been doing this for a year and a half. We're still learning as we go. We want to make sure at the end of the day that we do have a product out there that meets the needs of the Ontario sheep farmers and then the industry as a whole. So, you know, at this time, to answer your question directly, you know, we're not sure what the future holds. But if people have suggestions, observations that they can share, we're absolutely willing to listen. At the end of the day, you know, we get ag and we want to make sure that our products that we bring to the market support the industry that they're intending to support.
That's amazing. Thanks, Mike. And can we finish it off with you giving us the where do we find your program online? Where do we get more information?
The easiest place to get information right now, we strongly encourage your members to speak directly to you guys. You guys have a lot of information at hand. Failing that, you know, the 1-800 number, Googling Yield More Financing, reaching out directly to us. You know, we're very passionate about what we do. We're very passionate about this product and the support it brings to the industry. Feel free to reach out to any one of us through any means, any channel, and we're happy to chat. We love what we do. We get ag. We're very passionate about the industry and we're always happy to have a conversation about it.
Amazing. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today.
Yeah, I'm more than welcome. Thanks for having me. It was great.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us next week for our marketing-themed interview with Meat Inspector Tim Metzger.
A transportation alert for all of our Ontario producers, especially those who use the Sarnia Blue Water Bridge border crossing. Ontario sheep producers should be aware that parts of the Blue Water Bridge in Sarnia will be closed for maintenance and repairs from May 29th to October 22nd. This closure may lead to increased wait times affecting the transportation of live animals.
If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe through your podcast app to receive alerts to our future episodes, and please share our podcast with your friends.
For more Ontario Sheep Farmers content, follow us on social media at Ontario Sheep Farmers on Instagram and Facebook and at Ontario Sheep on X. Visit our website at ontariosheep.org.